Jeff's character design went through several significant revisions over the course of development. Just by looking at him, we wanted players to understand certain things about the character. Our first priority was to communicate his blindness. Second, we wanted the character to feel physically imposing. After all, the entire concept of Jeff had grown out of our observation that just being close to a character in VR could make for a powerful experience. Finally, we wanted players to understand the blind zombie's behavioural state at a glance. Is he feeling angry? Did he just hear something and is feeling curious? And so on. The first design that we modelled and animated was a sort of combine worker robot. The robot's face featured a holographic display that could flip between different icons that represented its state. A large piece of rebar jutted out of the back of the robot's head, sparking electricity and spewing smoke. This was meant to demonstrate that its visual senses were impaired, making it blind. We made the robot tall and hulking. It looked heavy, unpredictable, and dangerous. However, player reactions to this robotic design showed that it had problems. Players would initially focus on the head's holographic display. Passing the face and understanding the meaning of the icons proved too challenging for players, and even worse, this element distracted from the rebar poking through the robot's head and their understanding that it was blind. Players found the robot imposing, but we weren't getting the deeply visceral reaction of fear that was desired. A trip back to the drawing board landed us with the more organic character you see in front of you. Drawing inspiration from the idea of coal miners succumbing to the black lung, we focused on the concept of a member of the Combine's Zen cleanup crew that had succumbed to the Zen infection. This gave us the visceral reaction from players which we were looking for. A human face is still visible, but the eyes are clearly decayed, communicating blindness. The organic nature of this design allowed us to lean more heavily on audio to feed back the behavioural state, with animalistic grunts and roars that came to include more human-sounding elements over time.